All right, recording for the fourth time today, but we gotta put this out here. I think I've stalled enough, and I gotta post it because I want to. I think it's a little bit of like imposter syndrome or just nerves. I don't know why. I really want this, but I'm like sabotaging myself. I'm like, no, don't do it, don't do it. But welcome to Emo Girl Chronicles. Emo Girl Chronicles. Why? Because I love emo music. I'm an emo girly, and this is just gonna be about my life. It's a lifestyle podcast. Question for you guys is, do you listen to podcasts a lot? Or are you just listening because it's me and you're like curious as to what's happening in my life? But yeah, I really want this to kind of feel like we're on the phone and we're just chatting, and there's always drama, so it's gonna be a nice little talk. What really sparked my I want to do this, I want to do it now, was being the recurring guest on Carly Aquilino's Confessions with Carly. I told my story about my most recent romance, and people, it's polarizing, I would say. It's like a polarizing little story. I think it's polarizing because of the way I tell the story, like, and because people just take my side because I'm the one that's telling the story. But yeah, people really loved hearing about it, and they had comments about my voice, positive, and just kind of like I'm funny, things like that. And I really liked that. I really like talking to people, like chatting back and like reading the comments and things like that. It was live, so it's a little different. I gotta figure out how I can do that. But anyways, that's why I wanna do this. That's the main reason. I also just really like podcasts. I listen to them all the time. So, moving on. We know the name, we know the reason, we know what I'm gonna talk about, so just me, my life. I can give a little background on who I am now. I think that a lot of you already know this, but you may not. So, my parents, they were born in Tamaulipas, Mexico. That's just like, let's just say northern Mexico. And I'm first generation. They migrated here, working on farms, things like that. My first job was working on a farm at 14. And my first, like, 9 to 5 job, I guess. I've always kind of done a little bit of work here and there. Like, my mom always cooks and, like, sells things, and I'd, like, sell them for her, like plates for workers and things like that. But yeah, so that was like my first job. That farm was in a really small town in western New York, and so small that the population, like when you look up what's the population of that small town, it was just right, which is problematic in its own way, and since then we've changed it. But I really graduated with 35 people in my class. Like, the people I graduated with are the people I grew up with, like, since I was 5 years old. So that kind of tells you about why I am, like this and why I want to be friends with everybody. Like, I walk into a room and I just want to know everybody, like, and I want to be everywhere. I have like the worst case of FOMO at all times, but that's just kind of like how I grew up, right? And then I go to college in St. Bonaventure. Love it. The reason why I went, we can have a St. Bonaventure episode. And then I get my first job in, actually, something that really changed me was living in Italy for like 5, 6 weeks, right before my junior year. That should be its own podcast episode. Then, after graduating college, I went to the city, worked for a really, really big company. That is also really good tea, honestly. My one friend, she's a lawyer. No big deal. She really is like, I think that you got a case, and that's all you need to know. But I'll tell you more on the next podcast about that job. So after that job, now I'm starting a new career. It took me so long to leave that job because, I don't know, coming from such a small town and like, first generation, to like the city, you go to the city and it's such a big company and so many cool opportunities, new car every 2 months, like that's hard to say goodbye to. But when they're straight up like, what are your priorities? And they're making you choose between your family and your work. Meanwhile, you're literally doing a great job at work. Like, why are you making me quote unquote choose? Like, I'm never gonna not choose my family, and I'm never gonna do a bad job at work. Like, what is this about? But, we'll leave that for that specific podcast for next time. Okay, so that's like career and like, it's right. So I change industries. I have like 9 months, 10 months in this new job. When I first started this job, it's like I got the offer. And I was like really thinking about it. I was like, I think that this might be a really good move for me. I met this man at Emo Night. I love Emo Night. Emo Night is like a DJ that plays all emo music, and people get together and just like karaoke. You're just scream singing the best songs from like childhood. And yeah, so I met him there. We absolutely hit it off. Like, we met and we hung out like 2 weeks straight. Like, maybe we didn't spend 3 out of the, 18 days together from like when we first met. It's like we'd meet and then we'd go out to dinner and then lunch the next day and then go to a little trip the next day, and then he'd come over the next day, and then I'd meet him out the next day, and then concert, and then it was a lot of fun. I think that those were like the happiest times. And then, regular relationship stuff. Recently, it's been a month of just we're broken up. And we already have this trip planned. So the story of how we broke up. I don't know what it was, but something like really ticked me off. It was just kind of like when I'm not with him, I'm sad. And when he's not talking to me, I'm like overthinking it. And so I was just like, I literally can't be with you. I don't know what is going on with us, but it's literally not working out for me because I'm sad. Like, it's literally not working out for me. That's what I'm saying, like, in my head. Outwardly to him, I was just canceling on things because I don't know, even though we would last days without talking and days without seeing each other, we just kind of like always had plans. Like, I think that we had plans because it made me feel better to have plans. Like, I was just, the whole relationship, I was always just like sad without him. I don't know, I just always missed him. So our recurring fight was that, and the solution was just like, well, I need plans with you. Like, I need something to look forward to, and then I'll be happy. I don't know, I guess towards the, last month, 2 months ago, whatever it was, I was like, this isn't how I want to spend like my life, any more time, just like not being happy. So I was canceling, and then by the second time that I canceled, I was like, I don't want to turn into somebody that I hate. Like, people that cancel and then they try and ghost you, and then they don't tell you like what's going on and stuff. Like, God, no, I don't want to turn into that. So I was telling him like everything I was feeling, and we had like a really long texting conversation for like 5 days straight. And I ended up just saying like, I would kind of like to be your friend because you're great as a person, but right now there's a lot of feelings on my end, and I gotta get past that. So we can't be anything right now. Like, we can't be. Like, I'm not gonna text you or wait on your text, or like, I just need to wrap my head around this isn't happening with us. It's, I think I needed to like mourn it. But I stopped talking to him, and right now I feel pretty good. Yeah. Thought of him with somebody else, though, that makes my stomach drop, and that's why I want to be friends. Like, I want to get over this. I want to not be jealous, not be sad, not miss him, not think about him, like, ever. With like regular friends, like, if you think about them, you text them, then you just go see them. But it's not like you're just like, like romanticizing them. So, I just want like platonic friendship. If I could just like snap my fingers and get that, I'd love it. Now, in the past with my exes, have I been able to just be their friends? No. And I'd end up hating them, or they hated me, and it's never worked out. Other than this one guy. So, this one guy, when we broke up, for real, it was devastating. Like, absolutely devastating. I was living with like three or four, like actually six girls, and I like really let out my feelings in front of them. Like, I was going through it with them. I think I was going through it with this most recent romance, but living by myself, I wasn't really reaching out to people when I was feeling all my feels. Honestly, I'd reach out to him. I'd go through all my feelings, and I'd say like, I'd tell him like, I'm feeling like absolutely terrible. I need you to do this, and he would, or he wouldn't, or he'd meet me halfway, blah blah blah. Towards the very end, like the most recent end, it wasn't as devastating. It really wasn't. It was like, I've been pretty peaceful lately without him. My stomach still drops, right? I'm still jealous, but I've been pretty peaceful without him. But anyways, this guy, this one ex that I am his friend right now, it was devastating at the time. My friends, my roommates at the time, they were like, wow, I can, like, one girl was like, wow, I can, like, notice how, I can see how much you liked him by how devastated you are. She was like, I can like feel it type of thing. It was really validating. Many, many years have passed. I would say there was a lot of time that we didn't talk at all. Recently, we've been like friendly. Yeah, pretty friendly. Just when we talk, it's about like how much we've grown. We talk about memories, what we want in the future, regular friend stuff. And I'd never cross that line again. So I'm pretty happy with how I am with that guy. Like, I'm happy with where we stand. With my most recent ex, I'd love to be there right now. It took me years with the other guy. I wish I could just snap my fingers and be there. Do you guys have any tips for getting to just platonic friendship with an ex? And also, just getting over jealousy, and is it a good idea? Is it a bad idea? I want to be his friend because that man has never judged me. He's never been mean to me. I just remember, like, every time that I wanted to open up with, like, certain things that I don't even open up with my friends about, it took me a while. Like, I'd think about it, and I'm like, oh, I kind of want to talk to him about this. Like, I wonder what he would say. What would his reaction, or like, how would he comfort me? Like, that's kind of the thoughts that were going through my head when I wanted to open up with him, to him. And then I would, and he'd have like the best comfort, that just anything that I needed, and really like nice affirming words. And I never regretted, you know, opening up. Those are like characteristics. And, you know, he knows me better than most people. But just that characteristic of, you know, all different sides of me, and, you know, you're still around. It's like really nice to have. Other things is, we have things in common. He likes real estate. His job's important to him. He likes F1. We like the same music. We like going out, like, events and, like, concerts, or, like, fairs, or, like, you know, things like that. Like, the people I get along with the best are the people that they like to do things, go out, have fun, try new things, like, you're always ready to go on a trip, things like that. So I really like that about him. I would want like 1,000 friends like that. So we had this trip planned for a couple weeks from now. I was talking to my one friend about it. I was like, I'm feeling really anxious. Like, what if my ex just shows up? I wish that we could just be friends. Like, I don't know. I kind of want to go with him, but it'd be such a bad idea because, I don't know, like, it's not working out with us. And the friend stepped up and was like, I can go. And then I looked at my hotel, and that hotel can upgrade me to a 2-bedroom like apartment. It's so nice, it's so cool. And my friend can get the plane ticket with points. I mean, things were just falling into place, but that just made it so real that my ex wasn't coming with me to the trip. And then I was talking to my mom right after that call. I was talking to my mom, I was like a little bit tearing up at just like, does this mean that it's over? Like, that man is just not going to be part of my life? Like, that's a little devastating. in just those, I wasn't like, you know, losing it with tears and stuff, but it was just a little sad. It was like I was mourning a really good friend. So my mom was saying, but if you want to go with him, just go. Like, what are you worried about? What people say? And I'm like, yeah. Like, why? She was like, why are you worried about that? And I was like, well, yeah, also, what if, like, I develop feelings and, like, I'm sad after? And then my mom was like, well, if you're developing feelings, it's because he's doing something right. So what's so wrong with having feelings for him? I'm like, yeah, that makes sense. She's like, you also just worry about the future and you don't know what's coming. And I'm like, yeah, you're right. And then she hits me with, like, Joyce, the other thing is that you really want to change people. Like, not just fixing, but you just want to change people. You have certain expectations and you aren't really complacent with what people give you. And I'm like, yeah, that is kind of me. And it's also the thing I hate most about other people. You know, like, it's like a pet peeve of mine from other people. But I do that to my loved ones. Like, oh, how the tables have turned type thing. But yeah, like, I expected certain things from him, and when he wasn't giving them to me, I was like, the world is ending, like, this can't be, he's not the right person, how could he, like, he's doing me so dirty, like, but it's not like he's ever been mean or anything, like, he just wasn't giving me the exact thing that I wanted, at the time. And so my mom was like, you know, your dad was like that. Like, your dad was, he'd go days without not talking to me. And I felt like I wasn't his priority. But it was just something about your dad. And so I was like, so you guys were, like, dating, but he'd go days without talking to you? And she's like, he gave me a promise ring. And we went, like, 4 to 7 days without talking to each other. Because he was just busy. And she's like, and there's other times where he would just drop roses, you know, flowers off at my house, and I still wouldn't listen, hear from him. And then there was times when we would talk on the phone for hours and hours. I'm like, that seems familiar, but, like, if we're just gonna focus on you and Dad, like, how did you get past that? She's like, well, it was just something about your dad. People liked me. People, you know, guys were hitting on her. And really, she's like, there was a guy that wanted to marry me, but I wanted your dad. So I just had to accept him for who he was. I'm like, oh my God. That's just, it's hard to do. But I do that with my friends. I accept them totally for who they are. Like, they do me dirty. We talk about it. We get over it. Like, if you're my friend, you're my friend forever. And if you have, like, a bad quality, we'll talk about it. And then, I mean, you're still my friend forever. Like, I've had friends that are cheaters. I've had friends that are, like, in Spanish, it's like they have vicios, which is just like, not addictions, but like, they do things that are a little bit negative, or like a little bit unproductive, or like, I don't know. You know, my friends aren't perfect, and I still love them, you know? I'm not jealous about him. I don't overthink our friendship. Like, that's the type of friendship I want with my ex. Now, my mom was like, well, who do you want to go with, your friend or your ex? And I'm like, my account with my ex, unfortunately, it's because I just want to spend time with him. But I don't know if I want to get to the root of things, and if I kind of want to, like, I don't know, make an excuse. Like, maybe not validate, but like, reason. If I want to reason, I don't know. I think that when you go on trips with friends, your friendship, like, is exponential. Like, I remember my one friend from Toyota, she's from across the country, but we meet out in a new city because our company, like, arranged it. And because we're in a new city, we want to, like, room together, get ready together, go to dinner together, and we explore, and then we come back to the room and we talk and we chit chat. Then the next morning we get ready together and we plan the day. We have fun throughout the day, then we come back and we talk. Like, I don't know, that's that, like, week with her made us like sisters, and ever since we're best friends. And I would say my greatest friends are my roommates, my past roommates, like the college roommates, also like my sisters, you know, those are like the best of friends. So I don't know, a little bit of me is like, well, what if we do go on this trip and, like, we become best friends, or, like, really good friends, we get to know each other on a new level. My mom was like, if you have feelings for him, if you get feelings for him, that just means he's doing something right, and that a little bit makes me a little less scared. And a little bit like, what's to lose? Like, what do I have to lose? Now, if I were to take my friend, that's just like a given. Like, we're gonna have fun. If I take my ex, it's, I mean, there's gonna be no, like, well, what if? Or, like, because I already, I don't know, there's not gonna be any, like, regrets or any, like, wondering of, like, what could have happened, because I don't know, I always say, like, if I don't say what I feel, do what I want, like, I'm never gonna know, I'm always gonna wonder. So yeah, there's, it's just like a catch 22. I don't know what to do, but I did reach out to my ex, and he did want to bow, and I was just like, okay, I'm never going to get used to you bowing. He's like, well, I want to go, and I'm like, don't just want to go because I said so. I'm just saying, it sucks when you bow. Like, if we want to be friends so bad, that's like the worst thing you could do to a friend is bow and cancel. But he was like, I don't know, I'll think about it. Let's see what I can work out in my little plans. Do you want to have breakfast tomorrow? And I'm like, no, that's way too soon. But I'll have it the next day. So now, tomorrow after work, I'm going to say, like, can we get a Panera lemonade charger? Because I love that. The caffeine really just, like, makes me, like, happy. So we're gonna do that. We're gonna see, like, what our dynamic is. And say our new dynamic is, like, awkward as, just, like, I can imagine, like, maybe it will be awkward. Then no, I don't want him to come. But maybe it'll be fun. And so anyways, we're gonna see how that goes tomorrow. My plan is to just, like, be myself. Like, what do I have to lose? Also, I'm not trying to, like, be cute or, like, I don't know, I don't want to, like, impress him, you know? I just want to be me and a friend. And I really want to remember, like, my best friends. I accept them for exactly who they are. I do not try to change them. And I don't really have, like, expectations for them. And if I do, and if they really, like, if they don't step up to my expectations, like, I mean, every time that we talk about it and we overcome it, we're, like, closer and we're better. So yeah, that's tomorrow. We're at 30 minutes now. That's the latest on my life. So maybe I'll catch up with you guys again on Saturday. So until then, good night, everybody. Thank you so much for listening. And I will see you guys in a couple days. Thanks so much for listening. Bye.